Hey, John Holler. Just wanted to check in with you and see how you're doing, and just to see how life is with you.
Why?
Why? Oh, well, I miss you, and kind of.
It has been a while.
Yeah, kind of isolated here in my house, and I don't know. The president just spoke again. I mean, literally, just he may still be speaking now. Looks like the locking down is getting tighter and all that kind of stuff. So,
Yep.
I don't know. How you been in the last couple of days?
Pretty good. You know, my we took Margot to the Blue Bonnets yesterday, and she and the Blue Bonnets seemed to not be concerned about this COVID thing at all. So that was kind of nice.
Well, that's good. How are the Blue Bonnets looking so far?
And man, they are awesome. Actually, better than they're right around the bayou. You know, we live in the northwest corner of the Loop. Near Huey's, like 18th and Ella, and so we just got on that. We actually got in the car to drive out to one of these, you know, Blue Bonnet places, like 3 hours outside of town or whatever. And on the way out, we just saw a shitload of Blue Bonnets on the bayou right there. You know, where the bike trail is and all that. And I've seen that trail several years. I've never seen them come in like this. And it was amazing. And there was no competition for, you know, walking over there. We had it all to ourselves. It was nice.
That's good.
It was a highlight. Sure.
Yeah, that's always one of those things around Easter, you know, going to and from Austin. You always, you know, 1,000 people over on the side of the road. So yeah, that's good that you found a spot locally. I guess Houston's pop a little earlier than, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a huge horticulturist when it comes to Blue Bonnets. I don't know.
No, but you notice all that pollen? That's got to have something to do with it.
I think so.
I hope
so.
Is it worth it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I should plant some Blue Bonnets on my car because there's a lot of pollen there. How are things going at Holler Brewing with all of this? What's I know y'all have posted on social, but you know.
We're bracing, you know, we don't know what to expect, but we want to be prepared and no matter what comes at us. So we're bracing for, you know, the possibility of a shutdown. And, so if that, you know, we're working on our to-go game right now, trying to get that all, squared away. So if we, you know, so we can do, like a drive, take page out of St. Arnold playbook. We really like their drive-through beer station. So we'd probably try to do something like that. And we've got Jorge, our head honcho here, the tap room, is, you know, thinking through how that would work. I think there's potential for, you know, for us to basically do a lot of places, make it a contactless system. So, you know, you pay with your phone somehow or text in an order or Venmo the money. So basically that all that happens is, somebody with sanitary gloved hands puts the beers in your car and you drive off.
Yeah. I was talking to, when my wife and I, we were doing our grocery list, which now grocery shopping has become the hardest chore. I would rather mow my yard 3 times in a row on a 100-degree day than go grocery shopping right now. But, beer really is one of those, you know, if you want to talk about, you know, survival foods, beer's up there.
It's great, man. Yeah. I don't want to say this thing is good for anything. It's probably not good for beer, but in a way, you know, now it's probably a good time to expound upon the nutritional qualities of beer. I mean, it's got protein, mm-hmm. It's got carbs. Some of them are quite calorie dense. It's got a lot of flavor. Monks, I'm told, they say have lived off of the stuff.
Yes.
I think one guy like did a thing where he lived off of Guinness for a year, just Guinness. I don't know how he turned out at the end, but
he lost a lot of weight.
Oh, really?
He actually looked healthier at the end.
He was ripped.
Yeah. Just like Arnold, circa 1975. Maybe not quite that extreme, but,
cool.
Yeah. And the thing about it. Yeah, even the...
Hang on, Josh.
Okay.
I got the brewer from Platypus. Just came over.
No.
Hang on.
No, that's cool. I'll just ramble on here.
Do you want to talk to him? Do you want to talk?
Who is it?
Josh from Interbrews.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What are y'all, what's going on?
Another day in the life, man.
How are things at Platypus?
Going all right. Stressed because of this coronavirus stuff, but you know how that is.
Unfortunately, I do. Are you well, obviously you guys have packaged beers and things like that as well as they do there at Holler, and are y'all planning some of that same kind of a drive-through, drive-by beer pickup type of thing, or what are y'all's plans?
I hadn't thought about that, honestly. That's ahead of our
trying to keep the beer being made. Ryan came over because we're working on starting a podcast. We're all going to be starting podcasts here once all the breweries shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally trying to make some money.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I would listen though, for sure.
Hey, good. That way you have one listener in me and I'll have one in you.
Yeah. No, we talk a lot about beer on the show, obviously, but there's times when you need to talk about anything but what's going on. So, you know, if y'all got any other topics you want to talk about, anything to distract would be great.
I know. We started watching Knives Out last night. We're old now, and so we don't watch a full movie in one sitting. We get like a 45-minute time to watch, so we started that last night. Yeah, it's good.
I've been wanting to check it out, so that's
cool. Yeah, it's good. It was rented on iTunes for $3.99, so.
That's cool. There's if you have Amazon Prime, Gordon Ramsay has this, it's like a cooking class. There's, I think, like 10 or 13 episodes, and they're all an hour long, and he goes through a lot of like cooking basics and just real.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's real in depth, and I think you used to have to pay like a couple dollars for each like 15-minute, episode, and now they're just all there to watch, so,
Cool.
Yeah, so I recommend that one. Shot really well, good. Too. Like, cool, like, HD, nice camera work and all that. That always makes it better. Anyway.
You had any good steaks lately?
No, but I do have some briskets on the way when the groceries get here. So I figure that's a pretty good staple.
Yeah, that's nice. I think we're doing corned beef tonight. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where our shopping routine's been disrupted, and so you just pick up something that you normally wouldn't pick up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think it'll be nice.
Yeah. I'm Irish, man. I'll tell you right now, it's pretty good.
It's good. Yeah, it'll be all right. Yeah, good.
Yeah. So,
all right, Josh. What else? I gotta find out what Brian needs here. We got some brewery-to-brewery conspiracy stuff going on.
No, I think that's a perfect tease. We'll leave it there. And then if we can dive into that later, just, whatever the conspiracy talk is, that would be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey, man, let's, I've been, we need to come up with another name for this thing rather than Corona or COVID or just something, just change the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's already starting to become it's gotten some baggage. But this thingy has made me, like, I'm now in more touch with people over the phone and Skype and stuff. So, and you're one of those people now, Josh. So let's stay in touch.
All right. Let's do it. And there's no reason we can't get everybody involved.
So. Yeah, it's true. We'll talk later this week then.
All right, cool. All right.
All right, man.
Bye, guys. Bye, John. Thank you. Later. All right. That's John Holler right there from Holler Brewing. And I didn't even get the name. The new brewer at Platypus. I've not met him, so I'm at a loss. Now we'll have to put that on the edge of your seat. I'm sure when John's listening, they said it too, right? When I go back to edit, I'll hear it. I probably should have just not said anything, but whatever. These are going to be these short clips for Interbrew, so I hope to be doing a lot of this. So if anybody is listening, in your scramble around the house or just a minute away, tucked away in the closet while the kids are running around and you just need a second to decompress and you put on a 10 to 11 minute episode of Interbrews just to see what the heck we're talking about. If you got anything you want to talk about, just let me know. Shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter, or if you have my number, however, any way you need to. I'll have my phone in front of me because what else is there to do? So, and I've got a lot more free time too. My work has opened up, so hopefully I can do a lot of these little conversations about anything. It doesn't have to be, we can just sip a beer or not, or however you want to do it. And talk about whatever. So, John, love you, buddy. Thank you for taking the time. And all of you guys, just stay safe and know that I'm grateful that you're listening and praying that everybody's good. And we'll keep talking and keep each other sane. That's all there is to it. So, for John and everybody else. We'll be back with more little quick sips. Quick sips? I don't know. Maybe it's quick sips. We'll see. All right. Thanks, everybody. More to come. I promise. I've already been talking to people. Okay. I'm Josh, and this is Interbrews.
This is Interbrews.
The preceding has been a presentation of Stewed Productions.